Cultivating Authentic Universal Energy Podcast. Join us, Lisa Miller-Aces and Michelle Valcastro, as we dive into the vibrant world of energy, intuition, and spirit. Our journey through mediumship, psychic insights, Reiki, and the magic of crystals is not just about exploring the unseen. It's about connecting deeply with the universe and ourselves. Lisa is a seasoned medium and author, and she brings the wisdom of her books, Being Light-Driven and Spiritual Guidance, Trusting the Voice Within, to life. She teaches us to embrace our intuition safely and joyfully. Michelle, a sensitive intuitive and the soul behind the Violet Butterfly Metaphysical Healing Center, shares her journey from her spiritual awakening to creating a sanctuary for others to discover and nurture their spiritual gifts. Together, we're more than just co-hosts. We're guides on this adventure into universal energy, sharing our experiences and the transformative power it holds. We are thrilled to invite you to our first ever CARE retreat in Safety Harbor, Florida, this April from the 19th to the 21st. If you'd like to dive deeper with us, you can visit Lisa at tocommunicate.net and Michelle at thevioletbutterflymhc.com. Let's embrace the energy together.
Hello there.
Hey, Lisa, what's happening?
Oh, we're just the usual journey surfing as usual.
Yeah, so I have a little guest with me today. As we're sitting here recording this, one of my kitty cats is literally laying on the desk right here, spread all the way out with her face and paw in the sun.
If we were all cats, wouldn't it be easy, you know? Relaxing and just being present, you know?
Yeah, yep.
So we just came off our week. It's been a few days since we had our retreat, the CARE retreat. And I thank those that attended, and thank you, Michelle, because it was a success as far as, you know, the things that we experienced, and we learned, you know, learned and grew.
Absolutely. It was a great experience. And even though Lisa and I were sitting in the seats of the teacher this weekend, we definitely learned some about ourselves as well.
Sure, sure. Always learning, always growing. And it's always nice to see, you know, the different people that come to the retreat, because it's not my first retreat. I've done a number of them, and they're all different and they're all unique. And even the same thing with group sessions when you have channeling sessions, because when people come together, they're bringing their energy to it. So, and it's part of that collective for that group. So it's very interesting to observe that as well.
Well, that makes sense even from like my perspective of teaching Reiki. I can teach a number of Reiki classes, all the same material, and they're all different because of who shows up and what questions they're interested in and what their backgrounds are. Yeah.
So a lot of times I'll start to do the Ho'oponopono on the list of attendees before they show up, try and ready them out.
How did that work for you this time, Lisa?
It was fine. It is what it's supposed to be. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We noticed some people, they canceled last minute. Other people, you know, came in last minute. So it's
absolutely. We had one attendee that signed up at 4:30 Friday afternoon, and we were starting at 6:00. It was such a pleasant surprise. Yep, for sure.
Right. But we were talking about, as we had this we started to have conversations before we push record.
And
we're always all over the place. Mm-hmm. But we were talking about different phases of our lives. And in hindsight, as I grow up there in years, and, you know, maybe as a child, I did certain things that really helped my journey a bit. And then as I got into my teens, there were other things that I did. Maybe I wrote the books, or, you know, as I got into my 20s. But what I always look back, and I think about my good friend Janice Gilpin, who was my Reiki master teacher as well as my soul sister. And she said to me one time, I think we have many lifetimes in this lifetime. And that stuck with me. And I really do believe that to be true, because there's things that we learn, there's things that we do in different phases, but they're all very important to our soul growth.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you know, a part of our conversation, and I didn't say this before, and it goes along with the way I taught yoga, and it's one of Abraham Hicks's big messages, the whole idea of contrast, right? We learn by contrast, what feels good, what doesn't feel good. And for me, you know, one of the big cycles that I had in the past was really stressed out, and I was drawn to yoga. And yoga was an amazing tool for me to manage myself, my self-awareness, my ability to be present. It was like this moving meditation. It was so incredible to me that I decided to do yoga teacher training. But what happened is everyone was like, oh my gosh, you're such a great teacher. You should teach. So I was like, okay, ego gets fanned. I decide I'm going to teach. And what ended up happening, looking back, I had some big aha moments over the retreat weekend. One of them was that I lost my own practice, my own yoga practice, because of the way I chose to serve other people. Mm-hmm. There was nothing wrong with me being a yoga teacher. I mean, it fed my soul, but in the process of it, I allowed my own practice to be set aside.
Mm-hmm.
So in essence, I kind of lost it. And I was also reflecting that as I opened my business, the Violet Butterfly, I've kind of done the same thing, Lisa. I've lost the spiritual practices that led me to open the business and hold space for other people's spiritual practices and spiritual growth.
Well, we're all individual, yet we're collective. So this is how I think your guides were teaching you, and now you can integrate them.
Well, what in the world were my guides teaching me? To take better care of myself? To not, you know, put myself aside for the service of others? And I'm not being facetious here.
I'm not 100% sure. I think only you can answer that question for yourself when you have a perspective to look back. And a lot of times you can't do that right away. Any of us, we can't do that right away. That hindsight is like, you can be what they call that, the Monday night quarterback. So you can see what was happening the day before. I mean, sure. We're all intuitive, we're all psychic, but when it comes to our own journey, I was told by spirit, an angelic spirit, that I wasn't supposed to know about my own journey because then I would spoil my sweet life, is how they said it to me. So you're not supposed to know everything about what it is that you're doing, because this is the program of your journey of your soul growth. So maybe for your particular makeup, it was to focus on one thing at a time, and then in my understanding, then you'll just kind of like integrate them.
Bring it together into a picture instead of by separate.
Yeah, but that's how, I mean, as a mom, right, when you're raising your kids, you don't have time for yourself. And a lot of times moms will put certain things on hold for their well-being. And as I learned going through those phases, I had to bring my spirituality integrated. And I would wake up like super early and meditate. And that's when I started to do my practice. But it made me have my balance. I didn't have yoga at that time. And just being a super busy, you know, working mom, you know, so all that stuff. But I think that we need to follow those crumbs, as we always talk about. And I think you probably did follow your crumbs into each of these phases, you know, to learn certain things. So it's just kind of interesting to see, you know, as you progress, what the next step is.
Mm-hmm.
Thoughts on that?
I do have some thoughts on that. So one of my passions, and you know this, from having multiple conversations with me about it is to reach as many sensitives and help them with tools to enrich their lives. So with that said, I have decided that my business is transitioning from a physical space to an online business.
Oh, that's awesome.
It opens up so many possibilities for me, Lisa. You know, because I have put so much into the business, running the business, I haven't done the teaching in the coaching that I really feel passionate about. So I have all these great ideas on classes that I can hold online. We've shown people through the pandemic that we can do anything through Zoom, from business to spiritual readings. And I'm going to push the limits of how many people I can reach by providing my services electronically.
Well, I think that's fantastic. I mean, as you know, I do everything on Zoom that I could do in person with my practice. And it works just the same. Spirit's never limited by a time or a space or a location or brick and mortar. And I think as we progress, neither will we be. So, you know, I wish you all the best. I think it's exciting news that now we can take it and transform it into getting everybody from everywhere.
Exactly. So, you know, right now we're kind of in a cocooning stage, a preparation stage for shutting down one phase and getting ready to step into a new one. And this coincides beautifully with the astrology, our eclipses. It's, if I didn't know anything about astrology, I would be so amazed at how shifts in my life right now are coinciding with it. But I was drawn to astrology probably 6 years ago. And I think just so that I could understand that what happens to us goes hand in hand with what's happening out in the universe.
Amazing. I don't know a lot about it to study it, but I always have been fascinated by it. And I recently had a reading by Teresa when I was on the Two Geminis and a Leo podcast. And it was interesting. She did a birth chart for me and everything was like on point. And It's just fascinating to me to how much the astrology, and you and I have often spoke about even with the eclipse that just took place and how we sensed and felt that energy and certain downloads that were there. So yeah, totally love the astrology, and you can totally relate to the things that were happening. And I think during our retreat, it was the 20th, was that when was it Neptune or something?
Uranus and
Uranus.
Okay.
There was some kind of alignment there.
It was when totally like my brain is sort of
that's gone. Okay.
Oh yeah.
But it's all good. And I think we always have to get our balance again. And it's nice if you can take a breath or a time just to revisit, okay, what was it that I experienced? And, you know, just look at it from another perspective. Because sometimes if we look at it from our own personal vantage point, there's emotions that get involved. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we can't see the forest from the trees, you know, from the big picture.
Absolutely. And sometimes you have to just allow yourself to process those emotions before you can come to the conclusions that are in your best interest. You know, I can tell you that I had a number of full-blown temper tantrums. That's probably a good word. Temper tantrums about what to do with my business last year. Like, I knew there was a shift coming. I didn't know what it was. And I continued to, you know, get these impressions that things were shifting and changing. And I didn't understand how. But I will tell you that before I opened, before I even had a name for the business, I had a reading by a lady who is a Kundalini yoga teacher, and she's a psychic medium. She lives up in Canada. And I spent an hour with this woman. And one of the things that she told me is that when it came to business, I needed to understand what success and failure really meant, that it wasn't this black and white kind of thing, that sometimes things changed, you had to have different perspectives. And very specifically, she told me that my business would go on for as long as I wanted to, but not to get, this was funny though, don't get attached to the brick and mortar. So she told me this like 6 years ago. Mm-hmm. Now, the business is just over 5 years old.
Yeah.
I had no frame of reference for what she was really telling me, right? But here wow. I am making the decision to shift and transition from a physical brick and mortar space to online, where I can grow, and I can grow exponentially by the number of people that I can reach, instead of, oh, it's just the people that walk in the door.
Oh, yeah. Sky's the limit. The universe is abundant, and it can deliver in many ways. And that also goes to show, we were also talking about, when I do readings, I record them and I send them out to people. And a lot of times, and me included, when I receive a reading, I don't always understand it right away. Sometimes right. you have to, that's why a lot of practitioners record them, as you can listen back to it. Now, here you are 6 years out and you're understanding what was said to you. There's no
exactly.
Yeah, but it's important message for you to receive, and it's very good and encouraging now. So good for you for
absolutely
having that in your memory. Or was it spirit that kind of tickled it?
Oh, I think it was spirit that tickled that one. But I thought it was really interesting, the whole idea of what success and failure is too, because at that point, I was still like coming out of the corporate world. You know, there was a definite black and white to success and failure. And when I made the decision for this transition, part of it was because I felt like I've been in a pressure cooker lately, and I needed relief from that. But I also think that that was part of the lesson. Like, I've gotten away from the path that feels good to me. And the only way that spirit can really get through to me is to put a lot of pressure on me, because I have a tendency to be stubborn and not listen. So.
Not you.
Takes one to know one. Hey, but
so, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, to be really fair with myself, though, and kind, you know, in the past, universe is the one that has made the decisions for me, because I haven't been able to do it. I ask for help, but I can't do it myself. In this particular situation, I asked for help, I made action steps, and I was able to make the decision myself.
Great. So it's progress.
100%. Absolutely.
Yeah. I do have to say, I think it's universal that you sense something when it's time for change, that people will sense things, that something is off. They follow that because their inner being is always loving them and knows what they want. So when you sense something, that's why Esther says, pay attention to that, because it's teaching you something that you do want. But she also does say to follow your joy. And that's why I'm glad that you're doing what you're doing to make those changes, to follow what makes you feel joyful. Because that's how we should live our lives, through the passion of joy and what's in front of us.
Absolutely. It life really isn't meant, I don't believe, for us to work and feel like we're chained to a desk or a space.
I did put three cards for you.
Of course you did.
And it's interesting because of our conversation. Okay. So when we pick three, it's past, present, future, you know. Mm-hmm. So the past one was the renewal card, and it said, review and evaluate a favorable assessment of the facts, time to move in a new direction. So that was
validate the decision.
Yeah. So the present one is things not turning out. I'm sorry, I have to have trouble with the C. Things not turning out the way you'd hoped, not seeing the positive in the situation and crying over spilt milk. It just means that things weren't, you know, you make one plan and then you have to make another plan. So it's like noticing those signs. It's not like, oh, I'm upset and I'm cranky and I'm having a fit. It's kind of like noticing what's going on. Okay, I planned it this way and it turned out this way. Also, yeah, we just got off of Mercury retrograde, so we had a whole lot of that crazy energy going on.
So along with that would be my website. It's still, the new one is not in existence. I had a very basic website, but absolutely not as I planned.
So then the third one is the Two of Water card, and it says a relationship that continues to grow closer, forgiveness, the positive resolution to a conflict. I think this is the internal thing that's been going on to make it rebirth into this new found business that you're creating. So it's cocooning, and it's now it's getting a relationship, as you always say.
Yay. I like that.
Yeah. So cards can always be a nice little validation.
Absolutely. Yeah. And normally when I'm going through something, I will turn to my cards, but I haven't turned to my cards in the last several days. So thank you for those validations.
Yeah. Always fun to do that. And I guess, like, if we were to say, you know, our tools definitely do work that we speak about in a lot of these podcasts that it is my practice of choice, but you still need to check in with yourself every day and see what do you need today? Is it affirmations? Is it the walk in nature? For me, I'm always going to say meditation is an everyday thing, but it's not for everybody to do that every day. But, you know, you find what works for you, what's going to make you feel a little bit of adjustment, a little bit more into balance, so you can take on whatever you have in your day planned, you know, good, bad, or ugly, you know.
Exactly. And the more prepared you are, the less ugly something will be.
And if I have something that's planned that I don't really care for, but I know I have to do it anyway, I try and get an affirmation or a mantra that it's going to be better than I thought it was. So I, you know, I'm not going to lie to myself and say, geez, it's going to be a great day. I'm going to go do something fun. If I'm not doing, if you're doing a colonoscopy, that's not fun, but maybe I'll say, well, I'm going to get a good nap, you know, but you say it's not going to be as bad as I thought, you know, it'll be easier than I thought. Try and put a little ease and little grace into your statements as you speak them out loud or in your head, you speak them to yourself.
Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah.
All right, Lisa, what else?
We're good for today. Just, you know, keep following those crumbs and create beautiful life in this lifetime. We have many lifetimes, so enjoy each one and integrate them as you see fit.
Awesome. Thanks, Lisa.
Take care.
Thank you for listening. We'd love to hear from you about your experiences. Leave us a comment below. You can find more information about Lisa and her offerings on her website, the2communicate.net. Michelle's shop is the Violet Butterfly Metaphysical Healing Center in Palm Harbor, Florida. You can find more information at thevioletbutterflymhc.com, including the online store.